Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the flagship station for your Boston Red Sox, this is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show is sponsored by Kubota Tractor and MB Tractor and Equipment, South Windsor, Connecticut.
Now, it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Lou's day, and that means that Lou Maloney will join us at 9 to talk about tacky balls and other things. This is your pal Derek, the Steelers fan, though. Good morning, Derek.
Greg, you there?
Yeah, what's going on, D?
Hey, what's up, bud? It was weird. The hold, there was like zero, there was silence.
Oh, okay.
And the next thing I know, you're going.
One second.
Blame it on Spaz. That's Spaz's fault.
I'll tell you what, having Tony back on the air has been absolutely priceless. I don't know where this is going.
Yeah.
He clearly is not talented enough to replace Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's got to be a spot. It's beautiful.
Yeah, there should be a spot for him. I mean, he's paid his dues. He realized the ignorance of his decision to run away from radio like he ran away from his family. So
I held out for 7 years. and I'm finally back at 1350.
Somebody like Gilmore holds out, it's like 2 days. Spaz holds out, it's 7 years.
Tony economics, I love it. So, Hill Dog, and I will get to Cam if you would allow me, but
yeah.
I hope that we're not going the route of Jupiter with this sticky ball situation.
Mm-hmm.
And burying that story in this city. Because I know it's going to be everybody was doing it. But I think there's not a coincidence at all that you bring back one of the all-time cheap losers in sports as your manager. Your suddenly group of bum pitchers become like, you know, Cy Young candidates. And then this story breaks, and now they're giving up 8 and 5 home runs a game. So there's a lot to be had with that story as it unfolds, and I cannot wait for Kenny baseball lid to come back to this story and this mess, because he was leading the charge about, oh, it's the pitching and Cora's back. Yeah. I wonder why, Kenny.
Well, I haven't seen much from the local beat writers about the Red Sox.
I love that.
And Derek,
they all go into hiding.
Derek, there's a column today by Alex Speer in the Globe, which, in my opinion, if you are writing in the Boston Globe defending the Red Sox, you need to put in that story somewhere that John Henry owns the Sox and the Globe. But
yeah,
we forgot about journalism.
Well, Valdi looked good
ago.
Last. The pitching looked good last night.
The issue here is that everybody is now saying the spin rates have not changed. That's what Lou said yesterday. That's what Speer said. Like, if this is true in any way, if there was a single member of the Red Sox staff using stick'em or using tacky crap on the ball, Cora's fired. This is zero tolerance. This is what happens.
You're going to bury it, Curtis. And not only was there one, they all were.
There's no way that they were using it. I don't believe that the Red Sox were using it. I'm not buying it. There's no way Cora is that dumb.
You. let me get to you. And again, I completely respect the fact that you played in the league, and I yield to you on all things football and what it is, you know, behind the scenes on a team in that league. But, I mean, guy, shorts and T-shirts, whatever. That should be pitch and catch. That's working on your steps, ball placement on your drop, and mechanics on your, you know, release. That's what those drills are. And he's not even Wicks.
Yeah, but to think, Derek,
you and your kid.
It happens at the pro level all the time where, come on, listen, I played
not
plenty
even
of
the ba- so, wait, come so, on. So not if, even the back.
So
not
if
even,
I if I if I if I run
you guys, hey, those. You talking over each
I know,
other
but
is
I'm trying,
not good radio.
But listen,
we'll pause for a minute.
I don't. But there's nothing to let. I'm not letting somebody speak who's never been in that situation before.
So nobody can speak about Cam Newton.
Not when you.
I just told you I respect you.
No, I'm not saying you don't.
But I'm
trying to tell you, Derek, if you listen.
Let me talk now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to talk for 4 hours.
Go ahead.
All I'm telling you is at any level of any kind of football, that is pitch and catch, even the Chase Daniel, a career backup, he doesn't miss one, let alone
stop it.
Two.
That's where I'm not going to stop it. It is pitch and catch. So you make it sound like you've never seen a quarterback center exchange happen where they had issues in games. Isn't that as easy as it's supposed to come, the quarterback center exchange? Things happen in practice where a snap goes over a guy's head.
That didn't happen here.
No. But the point that I'm making, Greg, is those things happen in mini camps and T-shirts and shorts where a guy overthrows a receiver that's wide open, where a guy underthrows a guy where a center airmails a snap over the quarterback's head. So I'm not even going to have a conversation because this is dumb.
A Heisman winner.
Yeah.
A league MVP.
Yep.
Is in shorts and a jersey, and he can't complete 2 of the 10 passes that he threw?
So if he messes up on 2 passes, because that's all we saw, and the other 8 passes were all dropped in dimes, why are we highlighting that? And even then, I would go. That's t-shirts and shorts. That tells me nothing.
Last year tell you?
In the games, he tell me that he struggled at times. If you wanna bring up last year and you wanna talk about specific games, you could do that.
No, I just want to talk about the season as a whole.
Day,
how do you think he performed?
He didn't have a good season.
Okay,
but okay.
Why is he back? Why do you think he should be the starter this year?
He didn't have a good season.
I just asked, why do you think he should be back and starting this year?
Because Belichick thinks that he's...
No, I'm not asking you about Bill. I'm asking you.
Oh, because I think he's going to have a better season.
What gives you that?
Because he has more talent around him, right?
Well, there was talent around him. He just was throwing it 50 yards
to
the head.
We got to take a quick break here and try to give away $1,000 cash. So let's do that.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
All right, first code word of the day today is mute, M-U-T-E, as in the microphone of J. Charles Wiggins. Mute, M-U-T-E. You can text that code word to 72881 right now, and you will be automatically in the running to win $1,000 cash in our typical national radio cash contest. A reminder that message and data rates do apply, and please don't text and drive. Coming up, more on Cam Newton and the way he did or did not throw yesterday. We will get to the dumbest of the day and the daytime television defense of CNN's Jeffrey Toobin, which is an odd direction to go in, I think, from this individual, but that's okay. We'll get to the dumbest of the day coming up at 7:30, but right now it is Spaz and What is Trending.
Best off-season Patriots coverage can be found here. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, this trending now is brought to you by Subaru of New England. Subaru Summer is going on now. This is your chance to hit the road in a brand new 2021 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Here's what's trending on WEI and WEI.com. Stuff
you,
on.
By the way, do you purposefully turn your microphone up louder than the microphone of Chris Curtis? I've noticed that.
Oh, no, my, it's, if you look at the board, I'm lower.
Curtis, have you noticed that? Yeah, your microphone is turned down by Spaz. He has his up louder.
My voice is just booming.
I think it's so as to exert some kind of hidden control over you.
Well, I left my work email open in here yesterday, there were 15 emails sent to different members of management squaring them and saying that I want to quit.
It's a power flex.
Listen, I would just say this. Nobody other than LB has done less and radio than you. I'm dead serious. He has the LB job. Shows up. I want to be. Listen, I've changed. I used to want to be.
Done less
stop,
than radio.
Hear me out. No.
I love the backhanded compliments.
Look, I used to want to be LB. Right. Now I want to be Curtis. Rolls in. What's going on for today? That sits down. Hey, I'm like, bro, read this. No problem. I got it. End of the show. Hey, see you tomorrow, buddy. I'm dying for it. I'll say it right now. I am jealous. I'm jealous of Curtis. 150%.
He does more than that. What? I mean, what? He's involved behind the scenes.
You don't get the rundown I send because you can't read.
What? Oh, you send out a rundown that nobody uses or gets?
He sends a rundown out every night for the next day's show. The guys. He's got
Why didn't I get the rundown? I'm producing the show. I'm the producer.
You can't read.
And the rundown usually comes in like three different emails because it's so long.
Yeah.
All right, can I ask? Yeah. Then what from the rundown are we actually doing on the show today?
It's not about anything. What we're doing.
Anything.
The audio from Evan Longoria, we're using it next.
All right, you're good. I love him, though. I swear to God.
Don't yell at me that you quit and got out of
I'm
the business.
I'm not mad at you, bro. There's a difference between being mad and being jealous. I'm upset. You were born to a family that's got loot, so I'm already jealous of you. And then you come to work, and I'm a working class man. I'm like, I gotta work harder than the silver spoon bitch. And this dude gets to sit here and he gets to talk and pontificate about stuff and get paid for it. Yeah. It drives me nuts. Right, that's what I want to do.
Leave Curtis out of it.
I love it.
Let's
love
get
him.
The trending.
All right, here's what's trending.
Seems like you do. Yeah.
I do,
with,
man.
All that one and I love you at the end.
That's like saying, Curtis, you were such a great sport yesterday.
He was, dude. He was a good sport. I told him that after the show.
Oh, God.
Here's what's trending on
Don't
WEI.
Patronize me.
All right, at WEI.com. The baby, the crybaby, Stephon Gilmore is going to sit out because $7 million isn't enough. So he'll be out for who knows how long until he gets paid. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 2-1 yesterday. The Sox start a two-game run with Atlanta tonight. Pre-game is at 6:20. First pitch is at 7:20 right here on the Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. NHL playoffs, the Golden Knights, they beat the Canadiens last night 4-1. NBA playoffs, the Hawks top the 76ers 103-100. The Clippers beat the Jazz 118-104. And Wiggy has an update on tonight's schedule because I didn't listen to him off air.
Oh, Brooklyn. I said Brooklyn will take on Milwaukee tonight, game five. That series.
They only got one of the big three, though.
Yeah, that series all tied up 2-2 in it, and it looks like both Harden and Kyrie Irving are going to be out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough for them.
Thanks for the update, Wiggy. That's what's trending on WEI and WEI and WEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We'll be right back.
keeping track, that was the first official cluster F of the morning from Spaz.
I'm a little nervous. I think the computer's frozen.
Oh, it's a poor carpenter who blames his tools.
I'm not going to blame it. I'm just nervous going ahead here that it's frozen. I'll take the hit on it. I should be ready for something like that. I agree, Hill Dog.
What do you mean frozen?
Do you see what I'm looking at?
No. Usually it's 8:30 when it freezes up, is what Ken says.
Yeah, you just got to Control-Alt-Delete.
Yeah, that always works.
I mean, has there ever been a worse excuse than the computer is frozen? I mean, what is this? Give me a break.
Yeah, a video of tooth throws.
But it's the only thing is, it's true. That's the problem. I feel bad. I don't want to mess up your show. I'm kind of panicking. So I might have to go get Lou. So everybody, I might have, well, I'll send Stiz to go get Lou.
Yeah.
All right. Just to make sure we're all
okay. All right. You do that. This is Chris in the car. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
What's going on? What are you calling about?
I'm talking about Wiggy. Wiggy, come on, man. Just admit it. He sucks. You know, you said you can't judge them because they're in shorts and T-shirts.
Right.
What are pro days? What's the combine? Shouldn't they be in full pads in those situations?
Well, have you ever watched the combine? All it is like a...
Oh, absolutely.
All they really do is really go there to get more of an interview process with them. You know, guys, so what's a guy run a 40 tell you?
Why do they do it?
Whether he's fast or not. They,
if it was just for interviews, they wouldn't see them and have them throw these passes.
But what's that tell you?
It's on TV all day long.
I know, and I understand that. It's a cash grab. You ever hear of a guy named Mike Mamula? So what? You look good in a combine. You look great. You run a great 40. What does that mean? Can you play football? Oh, here's a quote. Tell me this guy's going to have a great season then, okay? One catch showed his physicality, snatching the ball with authority and essentially boxing out a defensive back who was attempting to break up a pass. That was him in practice yesterday, N'Keal Harry. So now N'Keal, so he makes a great catch at practice based on Curtis's and you, Greg, and everybody's theory that we're judging a guy off of one or two plays in practice.
No, we're not, because we have a huge sample size from last year.
Okay,
it's the same thing,
Chris,
this year.
Chris, if you want to talk about last year in the games, I got no argument with that. There's no defense of how Cam played last year.
What? You defended him every Monday.
No, we're talking about right now. After the season, he didn't have a good year. So we're talking about right now. But the fact that you keep bringing up one or two throws from a...
It's not one or two throws, Wiggy. They are the two worst throws I have ever seen a professional quarterback make. And this is a guy that has to show he's improved. He got through all the excuses last year. COVID fog. Didn't know the terminology. Mm-hmm. The team took off without him, even though they didn't practice. Now he's back, and the first time we're seeing him in 2021, he's sailing passes 15 yards over the head of receivers.
Wouldn't he look worse with a pass rush?
We've seen him before. We've seen Cam in practice and OTAs when he threw an out pass that they highlighted on one of those, I can't remember if it was NBC Sports Boston or Nesson. So why weren't you all over him then when he threw the nice out pass?
It's about what those two passes say to me and most sports fans with the brain.
That sucks.
He still sucks.
That's where you're
wrong. He will suck forever.
If those two passes say something to you, then you clearly don't have a brain. Because if you're judging a guy on two plays.
You defended him every week, and now you're saying he sucked last year. Who has the brain?
We're talking about, you always want to go right now. We're talking about right now. What we see. So if we see Mac Jones have a poor performance in OTAs, do we instantly say this guy can't play?
No, he's a rookie. It's different.
It has.
Well, the caller just told you that we don't have a big body of work to judge Mac Jones on.
I understand.
We do have that for Cam Newton and last season.
But if you want to judge Cam on his performance in the games from last season, then that is an issue. Then you can make that argument. Mm-hmm. But unless you have every single rep of him throwing the football through OTAs and minicamp, what if he went 8 for 10 throughout that period and he was spot on the rest of his throws?
Do you think when Coach Belichick is evaluating talent at a pro day and he sees one pass and he says, holy, this guy can't play, do you think he has to wait for 100 passes, or do you think he sees in one throw sometimes that this guy just doesn't have it?
No, I think he looks at it and goes, you know what, I'm not going to judge a guy on T-shirts and shorts the same way he did Mac Jones when Mac Jones didn't perform well at his pro day.
Okay, here is Angry Principal Dave. Dave, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Hey, Curtis, if you haven't been in a fight, I'm just kidding. I know that was from yesterday. Hey, so, but actually, Curtis, what's today's date?
I don't know. It's 7:30.
June 15th.
June 15th. Okay, so you're really good, Curtis, at putting out there what you want, to Wiggy's point. So TCL, the guy that you retweeted that video from, he also tweeted from Mike Reese at a rainy Patriots practice. One of the things I watched was the QBs, how they handled it. I'm not a scout. Mac Jones seemed to mostly show command, while the other quarterbacks had some ball sail on them. Plenty of inclement weather when playing in New England. And then there's another tweet he had on there. Newton, 12 for 20. Jones, 13 for 20. Stidham, 8 for 15. Hoyer, 2 for 6.
And I just tweeted, Dave, I just tweeted, who cares?
Okay, well, you know what? To Wiggy's point, right, we can't base, two throws on, the whole thing for him, okay? You gotta let this thing play out. And all you do is focus on Cam's throwing ability. Of course it's important. And if he isn't where he needs to be, he will not be playing.
Well, what else matters,
all the other
Dave?
Intangibles.
What else what? Matters? If you can't throw, you can't be a quarterback in the NFL.
But don't just put your side of the argument out there.
I'm not TCL that you just did this like 5-day background check on, did. I just saw the tweets.
No,
I saw him throw the ball, and
it stopped
me in my tracks.
So what about the other throws that he's made?
I'm sure he was great. Let's give him a blue ribbon and a cribble at friendly.
So why not talk about the throws that he made in OTAs? Because
you usually do that.
No, I don't. I don't know if we have the audio. Greg, I don't know if you remember. He has selective hearing. I've said this before. OTAs and minicamp mean absolutely nothing when it comes to judging what a guy looks like and what a guy's going to be.
Okay, you have said that before.
I do not care about that because I've seen so many guys look great in OTAs and get to training camp and look horrible.
Okay.
I've seen guys look great in preseason games and then getting real. We heard that about Jimmy Garoppolo. Wasn't the best player in practice. Didn't look that good in preseason games. Yeah. And everybody tells me he's a good quarterback. The fact, all it shows is this. That I understand you don't like Cam Newton. And hey, listen, I'm not going to knock you for that. You have every right because he had a bad year last year. But we're now going to look at two throws that he made and a mini camp practice and go, oh, this guy can't play? That's just dumb.
Texter wants to know if you also looked at Fauci when he threw out the first pitch and said starting pitcher material right there.
I didn't really evaluate that pitch that he threw. I'm more about the wear the mask, don't wear the mask, wear two masks, don't wear two masks.
This is Kyle from Lowell. What's up, Kyle?
How's it going, fellas? What's going on?
What's up?
How much? I got a question for Spazzy real quick.
Yeah.
I got an issue with his bathroom method from last week.
Okay.
So he's saying he goes in the bathroom, gets butt naked, and brings his daughter with him. While he takes a crap butt naked with his daughter right in front of him?
I don't think he gets... You take all of your clothes off when you use a public restroom. I assume you do it at home.
Yes, I do it at home.
But
yes.
When you're on a plane and you bring your daughter into the bathroom, you don't
shirts
do
off.
Oh, shirt
comes off. Okay. But I don't know what you... What are you... Bro, wait. Bro, don't act like you don't get naked in front of your daughter. But she's anyone under.
Listen,
do you have kids?
Spazzy. I do. I don't got a daughter. But I would never. I've been naked in front of myself before, but I would never ever bring him into the bathroom and get butt naked and just have him sit there, stand in front of me while I'm taking a crap. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard
then
in my life.
Then your kid will get stolen. Okay, that's what will happen. If you're at the beach and it's just you and your kid, you're not going to bring the baby or the six-year-old into the bathroom.
Yeah, you got to bring. If you're at the beach.
People.
I understand that, Spats. I mean,
every man in America showered or brought their daughter into the bathroom while they were naked if they're six or younger. Every man. It's been happening since cave time.
Yeah, you probably showered with them holding them up, right? Or if you're in the bathroom, you may say, hey, I don't know, what's her name?
It's Presley.
Hey, Presley, turn around. Daddy's got to go number two.
Is she named after Elvis Presley?
I believe so. I never get to see in my life the women run my show, so I didn't get to name my kids the wives.
You didn't have any input into it at all?
I have no input here. I have no input there.
What's the purpose of getting nude? Like what?
Comfortability. comfortable.
But
I am
once
comfortable.
You take your pants down to your ankles, aren't you just as comfortable with them at your ankles if they're not on?
The best way to describe it is I can get wider without my pants.
Oh, my Lord.
That's all. You get restricted with the width that you can do. I know I don't want to have to dump out on myself. You get what I mean?
I guess if you have to get wider.
He needs his feet to be wider.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
Maybe keep your clothes on, but increase the fiber in your diet.
It's about being comfortable.
You should get a squatty potty.
Yeah, exactly.
I have one, but I use it differently than most people.
So. Well, yeah, because it's...
Well, I only do one leg up. I twist it to the side, so one leg's on
people
the floor.
People are eating breakfast.
She's got Spaz. One leg up.
You are a weirdo. A texter says you're just a weirdo.
You got one leg up like you're chilling, like you're leaning on a box or something, getting ready to take a picture. You put one leg up like
man.
Then, you then put your elbow on your knee like in pose.
Like you're the Captain Morgan guy?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm picturing by him sitting down.
Very strange.
It is strange.
Speaking of which, I'll have Captain Morgan for lunch today.
What's my wife even guys said that. Don't admit they take things.
My wife said that. She goes, he takes his clothes off. Completely nude in a public
it's
restroom.
It's a weird thing.
That is so
I thought everybody did it, so I have to be honest with you. I thought everybody
And then
did
puts
it.
His raw butt on the seat.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's the cleanest thing.
Well, you put your raw butt on the seat.
No, you lace it.
Oh, you lace it with toilet paper?
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
No,
they usually that doesn't work. Don't they usually have the seat covers?
What are you, a robin building a nest? I mean, yeah, but sit down and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but those are what the seat covers are in there for.
By the way, I love Ken, but I guarantee you he travels with a toilet seat cover.
Oh, that's what you
probably
need.
Probably does. You're right.
It's actually a pretty good way to travel if you have your own seat cover.
This is Bill from Weymouth. We were in Weymouth on Sunday, Bill. So we had some great bar. Yeah, we were at Alumni.
Yeah.
Had some great bar pizza there on the bar pizza.
And you went
crawl.
To Scituate to see Coyle, right?
No, we did not go see Charlie Coyle. What's up?
I like the Alumni, but you got to sweep up the teeth at the end of the night. There's a lot of bites in there. But anyway, I got to agree with Spaz. It's all about the stance. You got to have the right leg spread. Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
Oh, it's the Baba Booey guy, Spaz.
Am I supposed to dump out of that? Or is that
no.
all right?
No, okay. That's fine. I don't care.
Okay.
It wasn't that because he said spread the legs is what I was nervous about.
No, it's been pulling that same stunt since 1991. Oh, it's entertaining.
I didn't know it was about the comfort level, and, you know, I didn't realize you have to have some good, distance between where your legs were when you were going.
You do, yes.
Because when you said squatty potty, you're really not supposed to have a wide stance, you know?
Right, you're not. But that's why I do one leg up. I move it goes over to the squatty potty goes to the right leg, and the left leg's down.
It's called the Captain Morgan.
Actually, Curtis, Rhode Island texter says Ken travels with his own toilet. Not just the seat.
That's a good point.
So you don't use the paper laces that they have in there?
No. Waste of time. Sit. You're a grown man. You played in the NFL.
Do you at least wipe it down?
You caught Lord knows what on the Vikings cruise. Just sit on a toilet. Like, don't paper this. Don't paper the seat beforehand. All right. We got to get to this.
Oh, hold on.
It's time for the dumbest of the day.
It is currently Jesus Mary. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Good weekend.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right. We listened to everything that was said yesterday, Curtis, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
Yes, we head to my favorite part of the day, midday, and when I get to watch my girl, my queen, Joy Behar on The View. Yesterday, now this has been embarrassing for a lot of people in the mainstream media, the Jeffrey Toobin return to work fiasco, but she discussed it, and she had an interesting defense for the disgraced, now re-employed journalist.
I don't see the correlation between needing to engage Mr. Happy and being a bad person. I mean, maybe it causes blindness, but I don't see how it causes you to be a bad person, because that would be everybody in the world, practically, would be a bad person for doing what he was doing at home alone in their house. Now, he didn't know the thing was running, of course, so we forgive him that. I'm not judging the guy. I mean, it just shows you how boring these Zoom meetings are, that he couldn't even wait between meetings to get himself involved with himself.
Do people watch this, The View?
I don't think so.
No, I think they do.
Are they
No, they don't.
I was so he's not. He's on a Zoom call, masturbating.
He shuts it off.
And he's not a bad guy.
Yeah, I don't. I kind of agree with her to a certain extent. And I'm not a Joy Behar fan. Believe me.
Of course
me.
You do.
I lean more towards Whoopi.
where do they differ? They agree on everything. Playing.
I lean towards what's it? McCain's daughter. Is that, I like her. She's
Elizabeth
a fight.
Hasselbeck's my girl.
you haven't watched The View in like 10 years,
yeah.
Then. But
Wiggy,
yeah.
Wiggy watched a video of two of Tubin's tosses, and he thought they looked good.
I mean, I'm with so is the guy a bad guy? Huh? Is he a bad guy?
Yes, because he is. Yeah, he's a bad guy. You're not supposed to be on a Zoom call with people that you work with.
He didn't know he was on a Zoom call.
He would be like doing it. What do you mean he didn't know he was on a Zoom
call? It wasn't
call?
Like he was in how the you, public not, bathroom of the office building.
It's pretty much the same thing.
No, Zoom, stop it.
Zoom is the what? Office now.
No, stop it.
Oh, why are you defending
he thinks it? Because it was he thought he shut it off. And like
he didn't. He got off because he was doing it in front of people. Are you that dense?
No.
That's why he did
was
it.
Was that a pun?
You know that?
No, that's what I believe there, to have
so
happened.
So what you're doing is you are now saying that this guy was doing it in front of people. You are now making another false accusation about
a
person. No, he may probably more along the lines of a moron and didn't know how to.
Okay, he's not a moron. He's many things, but he's not a
okay,
moron.
Okay, so maybe he's not that, you know, technology savvy, and he didn't. To think that you can't make this mistake, that's the thing about Curtis. Curtis acts like he's never made a mistake in his life.
But he hasn't been masturbating on a Zoom call.
Well,
I've made a million mistakes.
Well, you make it sound like if a guy masturbates on a Zoom call that he thought was off, now all of a sudden
this
guy's a
predator.
The onus
is on you. The onus is on you. If
yeah,
you have
he
your
should
camera
have shut
on,
it off.
It's not whether you knew about it or not. It's the action of doing it.
But she says
he got fired by the New Yorker.
Okay, but
and
he's
now
not
he's
a
back
bad,
to work. And
but
Joy
he's
Behar,
not a bad guy.
Do you think if his name was Donald Trump Jr.?
Oh, see, there we go.
Do you think
there it is?
Do you think that she'd be sitting there saying, "Oh, everybody plays with Mr. Happy"?
7:40, Republicans, Democrats. There
you,
it is.
Do you think she'd be saying this?
There it is.
Can you
Curtis
the
is dividing us. He's
yes,
dividing
there
us.
It is.
Wiggy, do you think if it was a Republican, she'd be saying this?
There it is. I don't know. I mean, I would
you
hope she.
Know?
I would hope she would say.
Okay.
She, probably she.
Now
wouldn't.
You're being fraudulent.
Probably she wouldn't because we know Joy Behar leans way left, so she probably wouldn't if it was a Republican. But if it was a Republican, I would say the same thing. The guy probably made a mistake.
Oh, God. All right.
Computer froze.
Well, that right there is Joy Behar defending Jeffrey Toobin, the dumbest of the day. We will have the news next. Quick reminder that if for any reason you cannot listen to this show on the radio, you can stream it at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app, which you should download right now if you haven't done it yet. And then you can take this show wherever you go.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Let's get back.
More of the Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
This is the news segment. I mean, you know what's good? You're so busy critiquing Curtis and his performance here at this radio station over the last 10 years that you're not focusing on doing the job at hand.
I apologize.
The news.
The news.
So we'll get to the news, which is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health.
I'm sorry.
Where they're now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. Did you just say you didn't know we were doing the news?
I knew we were doing the news.
You came in here and asked me what audio we were going to use for the news.
I'm having one of those tough days, man. I'm sorry.
You're having a tough day. We'll lay off Curtis, maybe.
Well, if I had Curtis's job, there'd be no mess-ups because he does nothing. When you do nothing, you can't mess up. Reading, he reads. I'll give you that.
This is incredible. Work 3 days in a row and the guy can't even handle it.
Well, wait a second.
I can't. I'm reading. I'm dying over
What does my job have anything to do with you?
Because you have an easier job, bro.
That has nothing to do with being told.
Did you get here in the morning and have to find all the live reads for everybody and they're nowhere to be found, by the way? I wait till the show's over and I go upstairs and I blast somebody for this. But looking for an hour this morning. I couldn't even write the trending. I had to handwrite it, and I can't even read my own writing, so I'm basically doing it from memory.
If there was a professional league of deflecting, Spaz would be Tom Brady.
No. If Bill Belichick were the boss here, everybody would do their job. He'd go over to the people that arranged the copy and say, all you do is arrange the copy. So when Anthony Pazziali gets here, he knows exactly where it is.
Well, thankfully, he won't be here tomorrow.
I'll be here on Thursday.
What would Bill's job be for Curtis?
Wait, he'd come in and say, just sit there. You do nothing. Next. He'd move on. This is real easy for you. Do nothing.
All right. The state of emergency that has been in place here in Massachusetts since the start of the pandemic more than 15 months ago expired yesterday. So it appears it's over.
No, it ain't over. I went in the post office. I still had to put a mask on. I thought it was just the doctor's offices. In Ubers.
Well, I mean, I guess it's to each individual choice. What?
Because I was basically at the door about to walk in, and it was raining, and the sign says, still require mask here.
Well, there's a term for that, which is called hygiene theater.
What is that?
I saw a piece on this yesterday where we continue to do things in this country post-pandemic that are not based in science whatsoever. They're just done to make people feel better. So, for instance, when you go to a ball game and you can't just order your hot dog from a vendor, you still have to do it through contactless ordering or whatever. It's hygiene theater.
But does
that
help you, though?
I'm sure you've experienced that. It's like when it's like the Uber thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're getting in an Uber with one other person. And let's say you're going to a bar.
Right.
You have to wear your mask in the Uber, but then you can go in the bar and mingle with 300 people.
Right.
I mean, or go to Fenway and mingle with 30,000 people.
But does that help? Because I don't think it helps. I think
it makes people feel better.
No, it frustrates me more.
Yeah, but you're in the minority. Most people, they just want to feel good. They want to feel like it. They want to feel good. It's like if you still go, and most of them have done away with it, but you still find grocery stores where they're doing one-way aisles.
Hmm.
And that's just hygiene theater. That's what they're calling it. So, but anyway, state of emergency is over. This is epidemiologist Shira Daron.
Is spring, summer weather helping? It probably is. And we might see some increases in fall and winter. But I do not think we'll see surges ever again. I do not think we'll see hospitals become overwhelmed again. Things are just going so much better. I mean, obviously, this is what we wanted to see.
Except for the Delta variant. Ken will be back tomorrow to tell you what a threat the Delta variant is. All right? But good news. State of emergency is over. A judge in Texas, speaking of the virus and vaccines and things, a judge in Texas has dismissed a lawsuit by those employees at the Houston Methodist Hospital who were opposing a vaccine mandate as a condition of employment. Mm. This is Jennifer Bridges.
Everybody's just going to topple. It's going to create a domino effect. Everybody across the nation is going to be forced to get things into their body that they don't want, and that's not right. People move from other countries to come here to escape that sort of thing.
So Jennifer and 115 other Houston Methodist co-workers had sued to block the vaccine requirement, but apparently a judge is now saying that your work can make you get a vaccine or you lose your job.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of what we're going to. We've seen it with the schools. We'll probably see it with kids that are in, you know, middle school and high school and elementary school. You know, Curtis has kind of talked a little bit about him traveling to Hawaii.
Right? Quiet, Spaz doesn't want to hear it.
Right, so think about it. That's going to be next, right? In order for us to just travel from state to state on an airplane, we're probably going to have to show that we've been vaccinated.
I mean, it's private enterprise. We used to talk about that a lot on the old show, and I guess on this one too. I mean, they're allowed to do whatever they want, right? So, I mean, are you okay with somebody being fired because they won't get a vaccine?
No, I'm not. But I understand the company could do what they want, you know. But aren't there rules to, like, the limits of what they can do? But then there are going to be people like we had Larry the lawyer on who goes, oh, this is a public health issue.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah.
And so the airlines will be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, there are already some airlines which are saying their employees have to be vaccinated or they can't continue to work there.
No, not even employees. But what about the people flying?
Well, I mean, that gets into the whole vaccine passport thing, which it appears that we're not going to have. Like it appears like there's not right now anyway going to be a vaccine passport that you have to show. You're not going to have to show that.
But aren't there some colleges that are requiring that you get vaccinated?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's all honor system then?
Yeah, well, no. I think probably if you're going to a college that requires it, you have to show them proof of it, I would assume.
Okay.
Yeah.
But even the vaccination card isn't something that's universally applied because in Hawaii, you can only use the vaccination card as proof of having been vaccinated if you got vaccinated in one of the Hawaiian islands. My card means nothing to them.
Oh, so it doesn't mean anything to them?
No.
Oh, really?
That's why I have to get tested before and all that stuff.
So there's no cross-state?
Are you gonna go to one of those luau's while you're over there?
Who doesn't love a luau?
With the pig on a stick.
I got the pink tank top ready to go. I mean, what a great outfit.
Yeah, you're gonna wear the pink tank top.
I'm gonna wear that on a 10-hour flight with no deodorant.
So Curtis, when you go to Hawaii, you have to, like, 24 or 48 hours before you fly there, do you have to show your results, like, you know, email them to whoever?
Yeah, there's an online portal that you use, and so 72 hours No more than 72 hours before arrival in Hawaii, you have to have a PCR, not a rapid test, result negative, oh, wow. So you're allowed in, not without a quarantine.
I'm sure you guys are covering this, but how come you guys aren't getting vaccinated? Both to Greg and Wiggy.
Well, I'm not. Why not? Because there are experts that say that if you have had the virus, it may be safer for you to, because of the antibodies, to not get the vaccine. So that's currently why I'm not.
Yeah, for me, I just, if I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. I really never even thought about it. Like, why? Did you get vaccinated?
No, I'm waiting for the incentives to be better. $25 at MicroBasket isn't enough. But once they start giving out something more, like $1,000 or something.
How much do you want?
$1,000.
You want
$1,200?
A $5,000 Eversource gift card.
That would be great. You know they're going to give out more. So I'm holding out.
Yeah, you're waiting for this.
I'm like Stephon Gilmore. I'm holding out for more money for my vax.
I don't think they're going to get better. I think they're done with the
incentives. Yeah, I think they're probably going downhill from here. Yeah, I just feel like I've already had COVID and, you know, I know what the effects were for me.
Yeah.
If I get vaccinated, I do. I'm like, I'm not no big rush or anything like that.
All right. Yesterday, Wiggy's favorite guy, Vladimir Putin.
Oh, my man.
Said that the allegations that Russian hackers or the Russian government were behind cyber attacks in the U.S. were farcical. Here he is speaking through a translator.
Where is the evidence? Where is proof? It's becoming farcical. We know it well. We have been accused of all kinds of things, election interference, cyber attacks, and so on and so forth. And not one time did they bother to produce any kind of evidence or proof. Just unfounded accusations.
The guy is, I mean, really, he's unbelievable, Putin. Wow, how much does that house cost?
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
house.
Built
a palace for $1 billion. Where do you think he got the money from? I mean, it's obviously the ransomware. I mean, that's where the money's coming from.
Not a lot of politics. Don't they get money from a lot of different
places?
They're
not supposed to. I mean, if you're Vladimir Putin, you're not supposed to be taking all the money that belongs to the people and using it to build a $1 billion palace. Huh? That's unbelievable. I mean, who would you guess has? Have you seen? Speaking of people who have these spend a fortune on elaborate things, have you seen the Queen of England in that room that she greeted President Biden in the other day? It's all gold. It's like the entire thing is gold.
Yeah, when you get that type of money, Greg, it's
I know, but at some point. And then what is the deal with the Queen and protocol?
Oh God!
And the fact that
it's
Biden
worse than baseball.
Biden broke protocol by wearing sunglasses when he was meeting her.
The aviators were no-no.
You can't wear the blue blockers?
Apparently not. Why? Like, enough with this royal family stuff.
Did you find it at all concerning that the Queen of England was helping Joe Biden onto the dais? Like, I mean, shouldn't we be a little stronger than that?
Was this inside he was wearing the glasses or outside?
Inside.
Yeah, well, I'm wearing that one. You're not supposed to wear sunglasses indoors.
Well, people do. People do it, but
yeah,
apparently
that's hot.
Apparently, it's protocol. You have to take off your sunglasses if you meet the Queen of England.
What's that thing that we have here where we do not hot? What's the thing, Curtis?
Douche of the day.
Yeah, if you
douche move.
If you wear sunglasses indoors, you are a douche.
That's a capital D. That's a douche move.
Yes.
Plus one.
Why are you wearing sunglasses indoors? Come on, stop it.
Bobes wear sunglasses indoors?
That's the biggest douche move ever. What's the purpose of wearing sunglasses indoors? Somebody explain that one.
Maybe he has some kind of an eye stigmatism or something like that.
Oh, my God. You know there's sunglasses that have the ear things in? Wonder if people are, like, telling him what to say and, like, where to go.
Like a microphone?
I'm not even kidding.
He's probably sleeping.
Well, if you have an eye issue, what lighting is?
I do. I have an eye thing.
With the lighting, is that what you're saying? So then when you wear your sunglasses all the time?
Maybe if I wore sunglasses all the time, I wouldn't get the eye thing.
Yeah.
The eye thing is cleared right up, by the way. Did you notice that?
Yep.
Thank my eye doctor.
Interesting that you omitted this part of the story, that Joe Biden was spending money so frivolously that he's renting a place at NEMA now.
Sunglasses on inside, you're not looking at me. I want to be able to, you know what they say, the eyes are the window to your soul. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to really see what you're thinking. I think that's why people wear sunglasses inside, because they don't want to look you in the eye.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And my mother said, if people don't look you in the eye, you need to watch that person.
Right.
Because they no good.
And she also said that the two things you need to be worried about are the big bodies of water and big bodies and fat people.
Yes.
Never cross
those people.
Right.
I'm dead ass serious. She used to tell me, when you meet somebody, if they ain't looking at you in the eye, then you need to be wary of that person because they up to no good.
Well, what about a lot of people are texting in and saying that it's people who smoke weed.
What's that got to do with
it? That's why they're wearing sunglasses.
What is this?
They don't want you to see their stoned eyes.
They're up to no good. I meet you, take the glasses off.
Your mom said, don't trust lazy people or lazy eyes.
What's wrong with fat people? Why does your mom say beware of the fats?
Hey, why is Ken Laird being dragged into this on the Twitch?
Listen.
What are they saying about Ken?
There's just a picture of Ken for no reason.
Oh, yeah, the red eyes. That's why.
Oh,
yeah, the red eyes. But yeah. No, I'm telling you, man, Greg, if you meet people and they're wearing sunglasses indoors, don't do business with that person.
Greg, do you know who wears sunglasses inside?
Oh.
Yes.
Cam Newton.
Yes.
He does?
Yeah, baby.
I've never seen him indoors.
It's everywhere.
Where?
basketball games, press conferences.
No, you can't do that. Listen, I'd be like, bro, take the glasses off, man. Don't do it.
We need a sunglasses at night rejoin next. All right, Spaz.
Who sings that? What's that guy's
Corey
name?
Hart.
Corey Hart.
From Canada. Want to try me again?
No, no, no. I needed to know for me, not for you.
All right. We're going to take a break, but we will be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.